Hello, Marco Werman here with this week's GeoQuiz from PRI's The World. Listening to world music, two things become clear. That, as a planet, we're musically diverse. Also, that we're surprisingly similar. Take, for instance, Norteño music from Mexico. It might not be what you'd normally think of from Mexico, but it sounds pretty distinct, right? It also sounds a lot like traditional polka, a European genre. So it's not so strange that this music has recently found some popularity in Mexico. One band in particular, Polka Madre, exemplifies this cultural exchange and helped usher in a new scene in Mexican music. So for this week's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the specific region of Europe where this music has been imported from. The region lies in the southeastern part of the continent and is composed of 11 countries. It used to be a part of the Ottoman Empire, and most of its people are Muslim or Eastern Orthodox Christian, and its boundaries are defined by a mountain range. In fact, the region's name literally translates to mountains. Any guesses yet? You have 15 seconds starting now. And your time is up. The region we were looking for is the Balkans. Reporter Beto Arcos talked to Polka Madre a while back, and he has the rest of the story for us.
10 years ago, the band Polka Madre was born accidentally. It happened at a party, a spontaneous jam session at the home of accordionist Marina de Ita in Mexico City. She says no one there was thinking about forming a band.
We were not professional musicians. We were not studying as the others that came from the conservatories. We just wanted to jam and play. So we started the band together. And then we met Enrique, the clarinet player in Coyoacán. He was busking. He used to play more jazz and bossa nova, but the sound, he sounded like this klezmer clarinet player, so we invited him.
Polka Madre ended up ushering in a Balkan music scene in Mexico. Marina de Ita says it makes sense. Balkan music has a lot in common with Mexican traditional music.
It's in our roots. I don't know the history, actually. I haven't been, researching. But if you hear the polkas norteño, sometimes it sounds the same as the Balkan music. Because you can hear some polka and they say it's from Mexico. But a German friend came and they said, this is from Munich.
Bruno Bartra, a.k.a. DJ Sultan Balcanero, is leader of the band La Internacional Sonora Balcanera. He says the Balkan music scene in Mexico really took off when one of the most renowned artists of this musical genre, Goran Bregovic, came to play at a massive Mexico City festival.
And 10,000 persons showed up, and it was madness. He also played alongside an orchestra from Oaxaca. So since then, there was a symbol of this link between the Balkans and Mexico City. So yeah, that was a key moment.
Bartra says a lot of the musicians who joined the Balkan scene in Mexico came from other countercultural communities.
From the ska movement, which was pretty linked to the Zapatista ideology, or the world music movement, which was much linked to a multicultural idea.
Today, there are dozens of Balkan-influenced bands, not just in Mexico City, but across the country. And for the past 3 years, there's been an annual Balkan music festival in Mexico City that feature bands from Mexico, the U.S., and even Eastern Europe. But so far, Mexico's Balkan bands have yet to play in the region that inspire their music. For The World, I'm Beto Arcos.
Thank you for listening to the GeoQuiz from PRI's The World. Make sure to keep up with us on Twitter. You can find us at GeoQuiz. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great one.